ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड इंस्ट्रक्शंस फॉर सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स वर्स 37। यहि स्वदेह स्मृतो अनात्मा यहि स्वदेह स्मृतो अनात्मा मर्त्यो वेत्कृमि भस्मवा मर्त्यो वेत्कृमि भस्मवा त एनमात्मसात् कृत्वा त एनमात्मसात् कृत्वा श्लाघयन्ति हि असत्तमा श्लाघयन्ति हि असत्तमा। यहि स्वदेह स्मृतो अनात्मा मर्त्यो वेत्कृमि भस्मवा त एनमात्मसात् कृत्वा श्लाघयन्ति हि असत्तमा। यहि स्वदेह स्मृतो अनात्मा मर्त्यो वेत्कृमि भस्मवात् त एनमात्मसात् कृत्वा श्लाघयन्ति हि असत्तमा। एनमात्मसात् कृत्वा श्लाघयन्ति हि असत्तमा। यहि स्वदेह स्मृतो अनात्मा तैनमात्मसात् कृत्वा श्लाघयन्ति हि असत्तमा। मतजी word to word meaning, yahi by sannyasis who sorry yahi by sannyasis who swadeha own body smritaha consider anatma different from the soul martyaha subjected to that Vita becoming stool, krimi worms, bhasmavat or ashes, te such persons, enam this body, atmasat kritva again identifying with the self, shlagayanti. Glorify as very important. He indeed asattamaha, the greatest rascals. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. Sannyasis who first consider that the body is subjected to death when it will be transformed into stool, worms or ashes. But who again give importance to the body and glorify it as the self, are to be considered the greatest rascals. Purport. A sannyasi is one who has clearly understood through advancement in knowledge that Brahman, he, the person himself, is the soul, not the body. One who has this understanding may take sannyas, for he is situated in the Aham Brahmasmi position. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nashochati Nakangshati. Such a person who no longer laments or hankers to maintain his body and who can accept all living entities as spirit souls can then enter the devotional service of the Lord. If one does not enter the devotional service of the Lord but artificially considers himself Brahman or Narayan, not perfectly understanding that the soul and body are different, one certainly falls down. Patanti adaha. Such a person again gives importance to the body. There are many sannyasis in India who stress the importance of the body. Some of them give special importance to the body of the poor man, accepting him as Daridra Narayan, as if Narayan has had a material body. Many other sannyasis stress the importance of the social position of the body as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. Such sannyasis are considered the greatest rascals, Asattamaha. They are shameless because they have not yet understood the difference between the body and the soul, and instead have accepted the body of a Brahmana to be a Brahmana. Brahmanism or Brahmanaya consists of the knowledge of Brahman, but actually the body of Brahmana is not Brahman. Similarly, the body is neither rich nor poor. If the body of poor men were Daridra Narayan, this would mean that the body of rich men, on the contrary, must be Dhani Narayana. Therefore, sannyasis who do not know the meaning of Narayan, those who regard the body as Brahman or as Narayan, are described here as Asattama, the most abominable rascals. Following the bodily concept of life, such sannyasis make various programs to serve this body. They conduct farcical missions consisting of so-called religious activities meant to mislead all of human society. These sannyasis have been described here as apatrapaha and asattama, shameless and fallen from spiritual life. Om ajnanati mirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmay shri gurve namaha shri chaitanya manavishtam sthapitam jena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurutishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namastute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today is also divine appearance of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So we'll discuss for some time on the verse of Bhagavatam and then discuss few things about Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So this section, the chapter, is instruction for civilized human beings. And how Narad Muni explains that mainly about the Brahmana. What are the duties he should perform? How he should safeguard himself from different anarthas which are prevailing in this material world. And now he comes that what happens, you know, that sometimes a sannyasi who takes up the renounced order of life, he again comes back to the material platform or a bodily platform and plunges himself into the material ocean of nescience. The previous verse, this word is used, vantashi, one who eats his own vomit. And Prabhupada very nicely, you know, explains about this, how one leaves this Brahma Sukh, a transcendental bliss, and come back to this material life. In today's verse, it said that what is that sannyasi? Who is that sannyasi? One who has accepted himself or identify himself with the soul, considering this body merely matter which will eventually transform into ashes, stool or worms. We have read this in 7th canto only, where Hiranyakashipu is explaining to his sister-in-law and his mother when Hiranyaksha was dead, that how through the story he explains that the body eventually will either become worms, stool or ashes. When it is burned, it will become ashes. When it is, you know, eaten by some animals, eventually they pass stool, it will become stool. Or eaten away by worms. Same thing is repeated here. But this sannyasi who has, you know, this renounced person who has accepted this body as merely ashes, stool and worms, now again comes back to the level identifying himself with the body and trying to enjoy in this material world. And Prabhupada talks about different, you know, things. When they come back, what they do? They connect with bodily level. Yeah? And either they consider service to poor people as service to Krishna, where they call Daridra Narayan. Or sometime they talk about different varnas, which is also on the platform of body. And different things. We see how they open hospitals, schools, sometimes marriage halls, even arrange marriages for people, give them donation. So, going to a platform beyond the body and again coming back. Now, who can take sannyas? We can discuss few things. Who can take sannyas and why? What are few of the reasons? There is sannyasi who has gone to that level, he comes back again to the material platform. What are the mistakes which are given or which we have seen? So who can take sannyas? Who has accepted or who has come to the level of Aham Brahmasmi, that I am Brahman. Part and parcel of the Supreme Brahman, not this body, he can accept sannyas. That is how his spiritual life will start. He should be completely satisfied. That's what Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shochati na kankshati. One who is completely satisfied, not hankering or lamenting, he can take renounced order of life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book Jaiva Dharma, he has given few points, 6 points. who can accept saffron cloth? Very vivid description. And some of the points are, he should be satisfied. He should have nothing to do, anything with money or woman. He should not be attached to anything material, be it relative, be his birthplace. Then he should accept saffron. He should only consider the goal of life, service to Krishna. A few of the points which when he comes to the level, then he can accept this saffron cloth or the renounced order of life. Now, there are many materialistic people who are, you know, diving in the pool of material ecstasy, of nescience, and so-called enjoyment they are getting. Then they are sinful, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur specifically mentioned a person who is a vantashi, who has accepted sannyas order and again come back, he is the worst of the sinner or greatest sinner. And here also, again and again Prabhupada says, he is shameless and a greatest rascal. Now if someone has gone to upper level, come back, what is the problem? He was anyways there. So why so much emphasize on this point that he is a greatest sinner? Because as a sannyasi, he is accepted guru or leader by the entire society. So it is not only that he is cheating himself, now he is cheating and destroying the faith of so many innocent people who would have otherwise taken spiritual life. Now seeing this example, may not accept. The conditions all are anyways bahir mukha, against Krishna, and they'll further go in the opposite direction. That is why he is condemned more. He was not satisfied. So this we have read so many times in scriptures, and what are the qualities required. So I thought we'll discuss more on what are the pitfalls. What are the mistakes as some person who is in renounced order of life can commit, or he should avoid to remain as a renunciate. Generally it does not start from a body. It starts from mind. Srila Prabhupada, in third canto, the teachings of Lord Kapila, he explains how this material world has started with a sound vibration. This entire material world manifested because of sound vibration. Sound was the first element which came into existence. And the entire material creation will be finished or destroyed with the sound vibration. Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Bhagwan Ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. Because of material sound vibration, the entire material world has manifested, and a conditioned soul who accepts the spiritual sound vibration of holy name, for him gradually and eventually the entire material world will be destroyed. There is nothing matter for him then. So it's sound. In other words also, it starts from mind. And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita explains, practically every chapter, when Arjuna is asking that, my dear Lord, what are the characteristics of a sthita pragya? How does he walk? How does he talk? What is his language? Different questions. Four questions he puts. The first thing Krishna in 2.55 explains, Prajahati yada kaman. One who has left all the material desires. Prajahati yada kaman. Sarvan. Why? All these material desires have manifested from the mind. They are production of mind. and not of the soul. So the first thing is one should be extremely careful, one who is walking on the path of spiritual life or renounced life, is how his mind is engaged, how his mind is dealing with matter. So it starts from mind. Because the desire will manifest first in the mind. And then gradually thinking and feeling and willing. We'll start thinking, there'll be a process, thought process, then we'll start feeling. It will come into the senses, emotions, and then willingness to achieve or to fulfill that material desire. So it starts from mind. Then people take, Krishna is telling, Mama Maya Durattaya, how this material energy is so powerful, insurmountable. No one can cross over this material energy. So we have tendency to take this material energy very casually. Because initially, when we start practice of devotional service, we get some taste, we have enthusiasm. Initially we are determined, and then we go ahead. Why so many people, someone may leave at early stage, someone later, someone further. Why they leave? The reason is because they take this material energy very casually. You see the life of all the acharyas. Even they are at that level, they are manjaris and they are pure devotees. But their intensity to beg from Lord Nityananda that please save me from this desires of material world. Please save me from these attachments of material world. So sadhaka has to be very careful. Initially we pray and then we are given protection and we take it casually. So Krishna gives and Krishna also knows how to take it back if it is misutilized. So that is very important. And it connects to, here the word is asattama. Asattamaha. Prabhupada writes, greatest rascal. He is asat and tama. So a renunciate or a sadhaka, the most important duty for him is to always remain on the platform of sat. And then sat, what is that sat? That sat comes from the spiritual sound vibration. Always chanting or reading or discussing or engaged in service of Krishna. When we are connected with absolute truth, then we are situated on the platform of truth. Otherwise asat. And therefore, in our movement, there is a lot of stress given on reading scriptures. There are so many movements in the world. In India, so many so-called spiritual organizations and societies. How many are reading? How many are connected with sat? Not these kind of people what Prabhupada is mentioning. Otherwise, no one will come up with this word, Daridra Narayan, or taking body so seriously. So by reading scriptures, by chanting the holy name, we always remain in connection to the absolute truth. The moment a person is shaken in his sadhana, then starts. If he is fortunate, then someone will help him. If he is not, then he will glide down if he doesn't hold. Because the force in material world will pull everyone down. So many people come to temple, they visit, they like, you know, their emotions are transformed. They come with so much anxiety, the material world. Their job, their family, someone has so much money, still they have problem. Someone has no money, someone has no money, still they have problem. So many problems they have, they come to temple. First thing they start is hearing the kirtan. They enter the door, they hear the kirtan. They take darshan of deities, they take prasad. They find themselves, you know, situated in an ecstatic trance. And actually, and there are many people whom we meet outside, sometimes they say, we come to temple. But we never see some, you know, big people from corporate. They say, we sit there, and every Sunday we come, we sit in kirtan for 1.5 to 2 hours. Then they are not able to continue that. Why? They come to temple, they come in contact with the spiritual sound vibration, take darshan of deity, take prasad, go home, forget everything. Isn't it a famous statement of Prabhupada? What your 2 minutes preaching will do, better give him a book and he will become a devotee. So people should carry home something. And similarly, for devotees, for practicing devotees, for sadhakas, it is very important to be in touch with this sound vibration. By reading, by hearing, by chanting. If the sound vibration is not activated, then we will start gliding. Anytime we have any anxiety in our life, be it spiritual or material or managerial, the solution is one should sit, chant. One should sit, read Bhagavatam. Then we see the difference. Immediately, the words of Acharyas, the words of Srila Prabhupada, take us to a different level. Many devotees have shared their experience that when they are in anxiety, when they read Prabhupada's books, entire concept changes for them. They see this world from a different view. So that is why here the word asat. So they are not, because when we are not in touch with this Sat, which is Bhagavatam and the holy name, our spiritual intelligence, which is getting nurtured, again starts becoming dull. And we are not able to differentiate between matter and spiritual. Why a person who knows the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, or at least he has read, he has some theoretical understanding, he gives up everything, material life, he gives up job, he joins temple, becomes a renunciate. Why again he is attracted? The same thing is going on. Why again he is attracted? Because of spiritual intelligence, which was sharp at that time, was able to differentiate between spiritual and matter. Otherwise, why he'll take sannyas? The fact that someone has taken sannyas, he is able to differentiate that material will never give any happiness. It is temporary. And spiritual is permanent. But then why after some time he is not able to differentiate? Because the spiritual intelligence has become dull due to sufficient reasons. One of being is not constantly sharpening the intelligence by reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He will not be able to differentiate. Forget about it. He will not be able to even differentiate that what is good for him, what is bad for him. How much he should eat and how much he should restrain. Because the person who is taking up the spiritual life, when he becomes dull, he actually goes down below an average. He goes down below an average materialistic also. And we see people outside. That is why we see so many hear this scandals and all that. So-called spiritual personalities. They tried to control their senses, but they couldn't hold up. They couldn't stick to it. And then they fall down even below the materialistic person. Their consciousness goes so down. They only do niraharasya dehina, but they don't do param drishtva nivartate, which is Srimad Bhagavatam and holiness. This is the reason Srila Prabhupada said, first thing first is morning Mangalarti, chanting Bhagavatam class. So important. So person, a devotee or a sadhaka, who is practicing Krishna consciousness, is not attentive to this thing, then it's just time is separating. He'll come into this category. It is science. The science of Krishna consciousness is not only one way that how you rise your consciousness to the upper level or second level. It also works the other way around. That also is science. It's not something we should think on a sentimental or emotional basis. Then, no, it's okay. That is where we said first point, we take casually. We take our sadhana casually. We take maya casually. Is it okay? No problem. Little bit, I will see here and there. And that little bit takes us where? Because maya will not capture us directly by giving gross sinful activities. She is smart. We think we are smart. She is pure devotee of Krishna. How smart she will be? She will just give some glimpses, some little agitation, and then hold. That is why it's so important to understand the science of Krishna consciousness. In every chapter practically in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is talking same thing again and again. Second chapter he is talking about difference between body and soul elaborately. Then he talks about how one should safeguard. What are the symptoms of Sita Pragya? In third chapter he again talks about lust in detail. Fourth chapter he talks about yajna. Why should we perform yajna? To purify your existence. Again, fifth chapter, Yehi Samsparchaya Bhoga. Sixth, again he is talking dealing. Every chapter, Krishna is warning. So much importance is given on this. So this scientific process we accept to go up, and the same scientific process will bring us down if we don't properly follow. Because it is irreversible. No, it is a reversible reaction. You know, it can go in one direction, again come back. So it will not take much time for a materialistic to come on the spiritual path and for a spiritualist to come back again down material path. Bhagavatam. The words of Bhagavatam. And more so in this age of Kali, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. There is hypocrisy, mithyachara. It will start internally, it has to manifest externally. Krishna will expose It can start internally. It starts internally. Krishna will expose it outside if you are not careful. Sufficient opportunities will be given. No doubt about that. But we will not be able to sustain in long run. It's very important. And there are so many points, but we have to discuss about Narottam Das Thakur. One last point. Even after renouncing, there's a tendency at the mental level, in the mind, to identify with our material skills, to identify with our material achievements, to identify with our previous bodily designations. So how, again and again, if we deal only at the level of mind, you have some skill. Someone may have some skills. What he will do? He'll forget? Difficult. But if we still stick to it, then we are still connected to matter. So that is why our acharyas have told, whatever art, whatever skill you have, engage in Krishna's service. Prabhupada could do. So many disciples he engaged. So engage your skills and purify. So what can help us to become real renunciate or a devotee is always be in touch with the sound vibration, spiritual sound vibration, through holy name, through Bhagavatam recitation, discussions, and always engage in service. It is the only thing which can save us. Otherwise, no other way. If you are engaged in service, we will be struggling. There Krishna will help because we are engaged. So opposite to this is one great devotee whose appearance is today, Sri Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur appeared to parents, his father was Krishnananda and mother Narayani. They were kings. Narottam Das Thakur's father Krishnananda and his brother, Narottam Das Thakur's uncle, they both had only, no one in the family but one son. So he was very dear to entire family and they were kings. The landlords, so much money, so much opulence. But from childhood, Narottam Das Thakur was not interested in this material opulence. Why? Because his appearance was predicted even before, long before. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling with his Sankirtan party, he came to this Kheturi Gram, River Padma. He came to this river Padma and there he started, loudly calling out, Narottama, Narottama. Everyone is amazed. Who's this Narottam? We don't have anyone Narottam in our group. Whom he calling? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one devotee, Narottam will come, who will glorify the holy name in all the worlds. And there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Krishna Prem in the river and told that when Narottam will come, you give him. So when Narottam Das Thakur, he was from childhood, he was completely disinterested in material affairs. His parents were concerned that we only have one son in the family and he has to become king, and if he is not interested, who will take care of the kingdom? So this concern, is there an eternal concept for parents? Whether you read Mahabharata or Ramayana, the concept is who will take care of the kingdom is always there. Now the kingdom has become small and small and small. Maybe nothing is there in the kingdom. Still the concern remains. So when Narottam Das Thakur grew up, his parents thought that now is the time when he should be married. He was praying. Narottam Das was praying to Lord Chaitanya. He didn't want to get married. And then one day, he went and visited to take bath. He went to Padma, River Padma. Earlier, his complexion was dark. Dark but handsome. When he took bath, the Krishna prem which was kept for him was given to him. His entire bodily complexion became golden. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't only give him Krishna prem, but also the complexion of his. And he was ecstatic. You know, these waves of ecstasy were swooning in his body. Now he was completely mad. So when parents saw, now he is completely gone. Then finally he begged to his parents that, you know, let me go. Then he went to, first he went to Bengal, Odisha, traveled. Ultimately he reached Vrindavan. When he was at the border of Vrindavan, Mathura he reached. So he wanted to meet Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. He heard at least Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there. He went to travel. Wherever he will travel, he wanted to meet a particular devotee, only to find that the devotee has left this world. So he was devastated. Then he went and reached Vrindavan, where he came to find out from one Brahmin that Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami all have left. Finally, he met Jiva Goswami, who instructed him further in Bhagavatam, and he gave him Narottam Das. The name is Narottam Das Thakur or Thakur Mahashaya. There he studied, and then he was inspired from within to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. And Lokanath Goswami, when Narottam Das Thakur went to Lokanath Goswami, Lokanath Goswami just to test him. He said, initiation is not so cheap that you just come and ask for initiation. You should do bhajan. First go and 1 year chant the holy name continuously. Then come and then we will see. So he stayed in Vrindavan. Chanted. You know, incessantly chanted the holy name. Seeing his sincerity. Then also when he came to his guru, his would-be guru, he didn't initiate. He said, you are a prince, you are such an exalted... Lokanath Goswami could understand that he is such an exalted devotee. And he told to Narottam that you are such an exalted devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave you darshan, personally gave you mercy. He gave you Krishna prem. How can I, who is so fallen, can initiate you? Narottam Das Thakur said, yes, it's true Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave me darshan. It's true he gave me mercy. But my life will be a success when I will get accepted by you. So even, see the mood, so humble, he has got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If anyone of us, you know, now we would have got, you know, we go to some river, take bath and get Krishna Prem, body transform. Immediately we will take up social media and tell the entire universe that see what has happened. So Krishna has personally bestowed his love to me. And he said, even though he was like not bothered. He was not bothered about Krishna Prem. He said, okay, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, big deal. So what? He gave me Krishna Prem, so what? But I know that my life will be success when you will accept me as your disciple. The staunch follower of his guru. And finally, when Lokanath Goswami used to, you know, respond to nature's call, every day he would go and the place is clean. So he was surprised that who is coming and cleaning the place. So he went very early and hid himself in the bushes to see that Narottam Das Thakur personally, lovingly tears coming from his eyes, he is cleaning the stool and urine, cleaning the entire place. Not that, okay, let me do it as a duty, but there was love. Seeing this, Lokanath Goswami initiated him. And soon after that, he was given under guidance of Jiva Goswami for further understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam, and eventually they went with the books. We know all this. Three devotees went with book party to Bengal, and he started preaching a little bit. He was told to go and preach in Keturigram, which is his own village. So he wrote a letter. When he reached there in Keturigram, he met his cousin Santosh Dutt. Because he left everything, he renounced, so his parents and his uncles who have left this world by now had given all the property to his cousin Santosh Dutt. But very warm greetings, welcome he got from his cousin, and then Narottam Das Thakur preached to his cousin and made him a devotee, eventually engaging all his kingdom in Chaitanya's mission. So at one point, Narottam Das Thakur was feeling that, you know, what offenses I have committed. I was staying in Vrindavan, doing my bhajan. It is because of my offenses I am thrown out of Vrindavan. So he wrote, he expressed this feeling to his guru. He sent a messenger. So his guru replied, Lokanath Goswami said, you know, don't think in that way. There are some services which you have to do. So he gives him service. First is spread the holy name everywhere. Then serve Vaishnavas. All the Vaishnavas, serve them. Preach about the holy name. And install deities of Lord Chaitanya and teach others how to worship deities. Because deity worship was, you know, very rare that time. Our Gaudiya Vaishnava, some deities in Vrindavan majorly, some in Bengal. So he said, install temple, install deities and train people how to worship deities. And then he was told in the dream by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that there are two deities, mine and my eternal consort Vishnupriya. These deities are kept in a granary where the grains are stored of a particular farmer. This entire granary is infested with snakes. Thousands of poisonous, venomous snakes are there. You go and bring those deities, install them. And entire detailed plan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, go to Bengal and Odisha, invite everyone and arrange a big festival on Gaur Purnima. He was ecstatic. He went immediately and started asking about, is there any granary which is infested with snakes? Finally, someone told him. So he came and he went to the owner. He said, I want to go inside. He said, no, you cannot go. It's impossible. You will immediately die because of so much poison they have, these snakes, and so many snakes. And finally he convinced, he called devotees and with holy name, you know, this holy name is going one side and snakes are hissing on other side. So this competition going on. But when he entered, eventually all the snakes, they left that place never to return. And he found out beautiful deity of Lord Gauranga and Vishnupriya. And the festival was arriving, Gaur Purnima. He personally travelled to many places and he sent so many devotees to all over Bengal and Odisha to invite all the devotees. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, invite all my devotees for this festival. And do Harinam Sankirtan and I will personally come in that Sankirtan. So there was no invitation sent very in an impersonal way. So personal handwritten invitations were sent. When devotees will just read those invitations, their heart will melt and they want to join this Sankirtan and Gaur Purnima festivals, the first Gaur Purnima festival. Sanatana Das Thakur personally invited Janva Mata. That time she was heading this Gaudiya mission. She was the one who was observing the entire, was supervising the entire festival. So there were six deities which were installed in that festival. It is Shri Gauranga Dev, Shri Vallabhikanta, Shri Vrajamohan, Shri Krishna, Shri Radhakanta and Shri Radharaman. So there are six deities that were installed at that time. And when entire this Santosh Dath, he spent entire treasury for this festival. When people saw in surrounding the Kheturi Gram that our king is spending all the treasury in this festival, they stood in line to give more tax. They said, take more tax, advance tax. Advance tax. We want to give more tax so that you can spend more on this cause. Which is the only cause of money is to spend in service of Krishna. So finally the kirtan started very slow and soft, and gradually started picking up. And the kirtan was at its peak, all the devotees dancing. There came Lord Gauranga personally dancing. He disappeared. Again he appeared with all his associates. All Panchatattva, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, six Goswamis. And now these are the devotees at Kheturi Gram. Many are personal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Janva Mata, she saw after so long time Nityananda Prabhu personally. Devotees saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this devotee Achyutananda Prabhu, son of Advaita Acharya, he saw his father who was in life and soul. And so many devotees, they met Goswami. They could see everyone coming and dancing and dancing together. So this was the festival. And this was not only a festival, but this was considered as per Sri Navadip Dham Parikrama, it is mentioned for the first time the festival featured many kirtan styles which integrated the glorification of Lord Chaitanya with the glorification of Lord Krishna and his pastimes. And because so many Vaishnavas were present at one place, it automatically made Kheturi festival extraordinary. Like we do something like in Kartik, Vrindavan or Mayapur, just starting. It also act as an important step towards unifying all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So this was considered very important because it brought all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas together to one place. So this was all credit to Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who started this huge festival and brought all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas together. There are so many more things which all of you can read later, and we'll stop here. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki, Srila Narottam Das Thakur Avirbhav Maha Mahotsav ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.